This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
It is Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. Evan, a little under the weather today, so we got you. The rest of the crew's here. It's me, it's Tiki, Loogie here with us as well. Knicks season ready to tip off tonight. The uncrowned champions take on the crowned champions in Boston.
Let's go Knicks.
Loogie will have some thoughts on that for us. He even has a little Cinco prepared for an hour from now. Tiki,
Tommy,
wrap us up.
You did Cinco?
It's Knicks related.
Oh, it's only fitting that the uncrowned champions tip off tonight that I will deliver a Cinco for all of Knicks Nation in about an hour.
Yeah, all right. And you can go back if you missed any of the show, rewind on the Odyssey app. We talked a lot about the futures of Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. You guys can continue to call on that, 888-808-1019. And taking a lot of calls on the Yankees and Dodgers ticket prices, which have exploded here for this World Series. And on Friday, you have a chance to win your way in by calling here. We will let you know when tickets are given away Friday. You want to be locked here on Evan and Tiki, and we'll have some fun with that. Game one of the World Series is in L.A. on Friday, so the buildup is there. Plenty to get on the table, plenty of meat on the bone. We still haven't even got into whether Shohei Ohtani could emerge and pitch in this series. Let's talk about that in a little bit. But real quickly, before we get back to your phone calls, I understand that not everybody is on social media. There's obviously a large amount of people that are, but not everybody listening is. Tiki distances himself from social media like crazy.
You're too old.
You're too old. So, Tiki, are you aware of who the Seven Line is?
Oh, of course I know who the Seven Line is. They're not just a social media creator.
No, but this emerged on social media. So the Seven Line, for anybody that doesn't know who they are, this guy Darren, who I actually think is a very nice guy, started a t-shirt company about his favorite team, ends up blowing up, and he owes nobody any apologies for that. In fact, many would argue that's the freaking American dream. That being said, they put out something today that I think is a disservice to Mets fans and that, frankly, Mets fans don't deserve. And I'm curious to get your take on it because they have tried to defend this. And
who's
you know,
they? The Seven
the
Line?
The Seven Line since. Okay? So without context, I'm going to read you the tweet. I'm going to get your initial reaction, and I'm going to tell you what everybody's reaction to
it. All right, let me hear.
Here we go. The Seven Line today. Yes, the Mets didn't win it all, but it still feels like these guys deserve a parade.
What? No, stop.
No, I can't stop. Now, in fairness to them, I'm going to read the rest of the tweet. This was a big sticking point with them.
Right.
Anyone know if they already cleared their lockers out? Would be great to see a bunch of support for the boys outside the players' lot. Now, Tiki, you're a former player.
The players don't want that.
Okay.
I'm just telling you. They don't want that. They don't want to celebrate failing. Now, if you get off the if they're getting off the plane from L.A., on Sunday or whatever Monday morning, then maybe that would have been a great idea. We appreciate you. We're here to support you, even though you lost. Now it feels, I don't know. It's just the players don't want that. I promise you, they're not going to want that. They're done. They're done.
Yeah,
it's over. We lost.
They failed.
We're upset with ourselves. Yes, we had a great season. But we didn't win.
Yeah, I agree. The Mets failed, whether it was a great season or not, that ultimate goal, and they are down on that. And the natural, like you're saying, if you greet a team off the plane, it's a little different. A couple days later to try to organize something in Citi Field, and by the way, misworded or not, to use the word these boys deserve a parade, I don't even care if that means just, you know, the fans parading. That is an atrocity. And I will say this. How do you think this tweet did, by the way, Tiki Online?
I'm sure it, like, was explosive, like thousands of...
It's already 500,000 views.
500,000?
I mean, it is insane. So a lot of people have debated this topic today. Here's my...
So it's views because of the debate.
Oh, it's gotten big algorithm. This tweet has taken off, and I think this didn't go the way the Seven Line thought it was going to go.
So they thought they were going to get mostly
positive.
Yeah,
like, positive. Okay, yeah, let's go. Let's find out what day they're at the lot. Here's the problem with this tweet from the Seven Line. It's embarrassing. Okay, and it has nothing to do with the Mets season that they had because they did have a great season and they were a lot of fun.
We talked about it yesterday. They were one of the more entertaining teams over the last decade.
But like you said, these are high-paid athletes that went on an incredible run, that came up short, and the fans, by the way, supported them every which way. They still feel like they didn't accomplish the ultimate goal. And
they didn't.
They didn't. And that kind of celebration, whether it's at the player's lot or it was a literal parade, is reserved for that. These aren't minor league players or college athletes or anything like that. And I'll do you one better. It's a disservice to the Met fans. I really believe this tweet, and we'll get Tommy's thoughts in a second as a Met fan, and the seven lines idea is a disservice to true diehard Met fans. Because what have Met fans chased time and time again in this town? And what has Tommy alluded to? What has Evan alluded to? And what is something that you haven't been able to understand? The ghosts of being the little brother in town.
Yes.
Okay, and now, by the way, the Yankees are in the World Series, and the Met fans have to deal with that.
Right, it's even worse because the Yankees are in the World Series.
When you put a tweet out like this trying to encourage Met fans to throw their own fan parade or wait for the fans outside the field, it's making a mockery and it's leaning into everything Met fans get made fun of to begin with. Hmm. You're doing a celebration of losing then.
Yeah.
That's just you're opening yourself up to. Met fans shouldn't need that. Met fans finally went on a ride. Tommy called them the big brother earlier this season. Mets fans don't need this kind of nonsense.
Well, because the mocking from the Yankee fan.
Why should they have enough to get mocked for? They need to go celebrate the stadium in a parking lot.
Even if the Yankees don't win the World Series, they are a step farther than the Mets are.
That's it.
And so it just doesn't make sense. Because, first of all, the players don't want it.
Yeah.
But two, the Yankees are still in the conversation.
Right. And Met fans will say, well, we shouldn't be worried about the Yankees. And you're right. Only you worry about the Yankees at every other turn. All you've done is spend 2 days talking about how easy the Yankee path was.
So what was the push? What was the response? Was it any positive or was it?
There was a couple positive, but they might be employees of the seven line. I don't know. So they ended up defending themselves by saying a lot of people are reading this wrongly. You know, go on and on and on. Read the whole thing. Basically, they realized they shouldn't have used the word parade because that sounds preposterous.
Right.
But nonetheless, like you just said, Tiki, you're a former athlete. The players don't want this.
No.
And fans shouldn't want it either. Now, Tommy.
Even if you lose the World Series, I'm trying to, like, if Giant fans had come back in 2000 after we lost the Super Bowl, like, yeah, we're going to give you. I'd have been like, get the hell out of here.
Yes. Well,
like, you're celebrating us getting our butts kicked.
And Tiki, let's be real about the Met fan Yankee fan thing that you've gotten to observe in this town now and gotten a handle on, especially working with Evan and me. If the Yankees lose to the Dodgers in this World Series, we'll make our predictions later in the week. Mm. And the Yankee fans decide to organize some kind of makeshift fan parade waiting for the players at the players' lot 2 days
Yankee
later.
Yankee fans won't do that.
Well, of course they won't. But if they did, what would the Met fan reaction to that be?
Oh, it'd be mocking.
Oh, you're celebrating that?
Yeah.
I mean, look at the Ranger fan had to deal with the regular season championship battle.
That's right.
So don't act like you're above it. You would mock any other fan base, Mets fans, if you did that. And by the way, plenty of Mets fans agree this is ridiculous, too. This is a big swing and a miss by the seven line, and frankly, a tweet that should be deleted. Tommy?
Let me first start off by saying that I like Darren a lot personally, and I think what he has done, what the seven line army has done, they were positive Tommy way before positive Tommy.
Good point.
To push the Mets brand, to get it out there, to be positive, to get rid of all the years of negativity. So what Darren has done from scratch with the Seven Line Army is unbelievable. This is where I agree with him. I don't think we should mourn the season. I don't think it should be a requiem for the season or a shiva or we should just sit here and cry.
Look at Tommy.
I think there should be, because I really do feel this way. When someone passes away, it should be a celebration of their life.
Sure.
Not about, oh, let's cry that they're gone. Mm. And here's where I would push back on Sean. There are going to be players on this team that aren't around next year.
Okay.
So when do we thank them? When they're wearing a Cubs uniform? When they're not in the league anymore?
Yes, with a tribute video. Yes.
No, a tribute.
You guys talk about these damn tribute videos all the damn time. Why not get a tribute video? Seriously.
Yeah, Pete Alonso comes back in a Cub uniform. He's going to get a major tribute video, and you can do that now. The nine people with an orange T-shirt outside the players' lot is going to be forgotten about.
How many medals are in the Olympics? Three?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. They made the final four. This is just the fans' way of saying, thank you, we appreciate you. Did he use a word that maybe he shouldn't have been parade? And maybe he's obviously walked that back a little bit. He could have used a different word. A celebration of life is what I used yesterday, and I will continue to use that.
But you can celebrate that. Why does he just organize Met fans, go to a bar, and celebrate?
Because then
the players, he just said he's a player. He's former athlete, Tiki.
I understand
athletes
that.
Athletes don't want that. I'm just telling you.
And that I can't argue with you on that one. That one I can't argue with you, but I'm getting in the head of Darren, and I'm getting in the head of Met fans that want to be positive and want to push this brand further.
No, you know what it is? They don't want it to end.
Yes.
They don't. They haven't accepted that it's over. And so they want to keep celebrating the good feel that this Mets team gave them. And by the way, I don't blame them because they were fun as hell to watch. It was exciting. But it's over. Right? There's two teams going forward.
That's it.
The Yankees and the team that beat your team.
But to me, it's...
That's the other part of it, man. The other team in town and the team that just beat you are about to play for the ultimate parade. That fan base showing up at Citi Field... Dude, that's real loser stuff. Mm. That makes the season mock the season more. You don't want to be a mock team. You get enough of that. And you know, Tommy, if the Yankee fans tried to organize this, if Bold Vinny and the Bleacher Creed just tried to organize this, there would be
a lot of people mocking. And yes, this season is over, but I do think it's the start of something special in Queens, and I think this is a way of showing
that.
You
don't know what the team is going to look like next year.
No, but I trust the owner, I trust the general manager, I trust the manager and the young star core that they have.
Absolutely, but you still don't have a clue.
I just can't criticize somebody like Darren.
No, his intent was right.
Exactly. His heart is in the right place, and it's not his fault that, unfortunately, we do have a lot of Yankee fans that want to mock, and a lot of people in our fan base that are just whiny biatches. I don't know other way to say this, that want to sit there and just, you know, wallow in misery and be like, oh, we lost again. And like, I'm so sick and tired of that act from Met fans. Like, honestly, we need to be more positive. And guess what? If this is doing something nice for players that had a really great season, they didn't finish their ultimate goal. He's not saying go down the canyon of heroes. Dude. He's just saying having a little bit of a celebration outside Citi Field with the players.
And using the word parade. Look,
the parade word, he should use a different word.
I think his heart was in the right place. My grandmother's heart was always in the right place. Sometimes she made a bad chicken cutlet that got me sick, all right? You got to just own that this was a bad idea. You can't keep tripling down and quadrupling down here with the fans. Because you're making a...
But who tripled down on it?
He did 14 tweets about it.
No, he's trying to explain himself because I'm sure he's being bombarded by a million tweets from both angles.
And Philadelphia's calling. That's when you back down and go.
Hold on a second. Philadelphia needs to sit a play out because their city sucks and they're a city of losers.
Yeah, pipe down in the peanut gallery.
And it's not their battle, so shut up.
Yeah. But this is the thing. This is my point, though. What you gain by beating the Phillies, what you gain by sweeping the Yankees this year. Mets fans have nothing to be ashamed of. Don't give Mets fans something that they have to battle off now because you came up with like a loser idea.
Yeah, I think that's the bigger issue.
Right, and the heart can be in the right place. I'm not saying his heart wasn't. You can't, and I'm urging the Mets fans that this cannot happen.
This is a credit to him because the seven line has become so synonymous with Mets fans.
Yeah. Definitely.
Gave us a topic today.
Forget that. It's just when you think of the seven line, you think about the ultimate Mets fan.
Yeah.
And so now every Met fan has to defend against this, to your point. Like, every Met fan, even if they think this is the most ridiculous idea, are going to have to defend themselves to this suggestion.
And that's not right.
It's not right.
He put Met fans in a mockery scenario today.
And I understand the optics of it, but...
Optics?
The optics. When I say optics, my apologies. The optics of it, I understand that. It's up for mockery. But again, the heart's in the right place, and I don't think it harms anybody. But Tiki brings up a great perspective from a player. If the players don't like it and the players aren't appreciative of it, now maybe those players are. Maybe Pete Alonso, you know, Pete Alonso would like it. Jose Iglesias, this team, they might appreciate that.
You know what the player would appreciate? When you see me, buy me a drink.
Right.
Buy me a beer.
I think it's a great idea. Also, I'm just going to say this too. Another reason this is a bad look. The New York Liberty just won a championship on Sunday night and are actually going down the Canyon of Heroes Thursday at 10 a.m. for anybody who's attending at Liberty. To show up at a Met rally with your orange t-shirt after they lost while another team in town is literally going down the Canyon of Heroes this week. Oh, how pathetic does that look?
Well, he was suggesting that doing it this week. Like, when was the timing of this?
Well, he said when the players coming out the locker, which could have already been done.
It's possible.
It's definitely already been
done. I mean, Stearns is addressing the media tomorrow. Maybe some of it tomorrow. Some people could be in Key Lardo by now.
No, they're gone.
They're gone. Little too late.
It's Tuesday.
You gotta wait at the airport tarmac if you're trying to capture any of that minor league college imagination.
Yes.
Bad idea. Bad spot to put Met fans in. And Mets fans, I'm curious on this. Would you want that kind of loser celebration? 888-808-1019. But we'll continue to take your Yankee calls, Giant calls. Again, Yankee fans, Friday, we're giving away tickets. Jody in Warren, New Jersey, Friday. What's up? Jody, what's up?
Hey.
What's up, Jody?
Hey, Sean. How you guys up?
We're good.
I'm a big fan, as you know. You know, I just want to say one thing. Like, you know, going to Yankee World Series is, like, I would say 75% of these guys who are going now are just, like, these wealthy people. They're not even fans of the team. Sean, I'd rather go to your house with the hula lights. I'll bring the gabagol, the chicken palm.
Hey, now
I'll
we're talking
$100 to sit next to you.
Jody, we might be able to make that happen, man. So keep going.
I swear to God, I would.
Like that. And by the way, we will make it happen. I mean, that's the gabagool, if you're bringing that, you kidding me?
Warren's a long way from...
Well, again, I'm not trying.
Your town in Long Island.
I do enough remote shows in Jersey. Yeah, Warren wants point. To come, have a good time. But the only thing I will push back on, because I hate this, I am not, I would not consider myself in the wealthy class. I'm very happy that I'm doing well for myself, house on Long Island, everything like that. The idea, though, that wealthy people can't be fans and die hard of the team.
Yeah, I know what he's saying.
I know what he's saying, too.
It feels like that, but it's not necessarily the case.
Right, if I hit the lotto today and had $300 million in my bank account, does that make me less of a Yankee fan?
Of course it doesn't.
So there's plenty of rich fans of the teams.
Yes.
They just get the fruits of the loot, which sucks.
Right.
You know?
We give Spike Lee grief a lot, but he sat through some bad Knicks seasons paying a top dollar. Now, he could afford it, but he sat through a lot of bad nights at the Garden.
Yeah,
he's rich, but he's a big-time fan. So, fans come in all shapes and sizes.
Of course. Now, I know what he's saying. There might be a group of four people from a corporate company going, it's a World Series, I guess I'll go. That could happen.
Of course it does, because corporate clients buy a lot of tickets.
But do you, and by the way, the Super Bowl is extremely expensive. That always seems like a decent crowd. Mm-hmm. With fans. Do you think anybody's going to go to Game 3 at Yankee Stadium and you're not going to hear them singing Seven Nations? It's going to be loud and rocking despite everybody spinning out.
Of course, show me the best nightclub in the city, and a regular Joe like me are going to have a hard time getting in, but the nice-looking girls, they're going to lift over the rope and they're going to get in. That's just the way popular places work. The best fraternity on campus.
Do you think nice-looking girls at the World Series?
At Yankee Stadium in L.A., top notch in both places.
That's where Tommy's head's at. 888-808-1019. William in Mannheim. William, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Is there a seriously mistaken Tommy in the room? Because he and I had a conversation on Saturday about my...
interesting.
Seriously mistaken Tommy. not positive Tommy. Seriously mistaken Tommy. Because what he did was... He blew a balloon up that had the Mets all over it. Mets. Let's stay positive. Boom, and it blew up in his face. So anybody who should be ashamed in that radio station is seriously mistaken Tommy.
Why should I? Wait, hold on. Why am I ashamed? What did I do?
Everybody all worked up. The Mets are going to make it. The Mets this, the Mets that. I'm sorry, Tommy, but you made a mistake. And
what mistake did I make?
Now, on the radio station, apologize to all your Mets fans.
No. I'm not going to apologize.
You blew up. You blew the balloon, and then all of a sudden, on Saturday or Sunday, boom, it popped. And now there's nothing down old canyon of heroes, and you're scratching your head saying, "How can I make an apology to all my fans?" Because I did something I shouldn't have done.
No, actually, I did a great thing, William, because I preached the power of positivity, and I got a lot of people believing.
Oh, yeah, you did.
And turned to negativity.
But guess what? It backfired.
No, it didn't backfire, Will. It didn't backfire, Will. And by the way, why don't you focus on your team?
You
should be focusing on your baseball team, Will. I'm not crying in any beer, pal. You should focus on your baseball team, not mine. I don't apologize for nothing. I created something very special. I created something awesome. I created something that a lot of people like. I have literally fan bases that want positive Tommy to talk positive about their team, including probably some people that root for your baseball team.
You created a cult. I think he said, you're crying in your beard.
My beard?
Okay. Whatever. I wonder if people get me and Tommy confused.
Well, Tommy doesn't drink beer. Tommy drinks Trulies.
I do.
I've seen him drink beers.
I drink beer, Spike Seltzers. I drink whatever is free, whatever you give me. I'm one of those guys. If you're paying, I'm drinking it.
Now, you do keep still ending your positive Tommy tweets with -PT.
Because of the character limit.
Any discussion if Sal's ever out sick of doing a PT and BT show?
Is Sal listening right now? Probably not. Yeah, definitely. I'll fill in for anybody right here. You know
PT! PT!
And William, a Yankee fan, I assume. I mean, that's just not necessary. That's just not necessary. Can we all agree?
He was from
Brooklyn. right?
Yeah.
He was Mannheim?
I thought he was from PA, but he might be a transplant. Can we all agree, though, that what I did for Met fans and what I'm doing for Met fans is a good thing, a positive thing, and I don't owe anybody an apology
for it? You might be taking on a losing proposition by doing it for Jet fans.
Yeah, that ruined you. That ruined positive.
No, I see. I disagree.
I'm just saying it's just a losing proposition.
Meaning the Jets can't be helped.
Yeah.
They're killing Aaron Rodgers' career. They ruin everybody.
Yeah, but at some point, though, it has to flip. I know that, but it has to. It has to flip for...
That ain't your battle, though, kid.
I know, but Evan wants it to be.
Are you sure you want to fight it?
What kind of person would I be? Like, I legitimately, like, feel for the Jet fans. And I think that's cool. Like, I'm a Knicks fan.
You know,
it's
funny because I can see why you would say that.
I could feel for the little brother a little bit.
Well, it's not even about that. It's just, for so many years, it's like, we don't have a quarterback. This stinks. Even the guy that's good is not good. And say, like, Mark Sanchez, blah, 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 blah. They finally get Aaron Rodgers. And he's average.
Might even be below.
I know.
And you said Evan wants it? The Yankees are 4 days away from playing the Dodgers in the World Series. The Mets are eliminated, and the Jets are 2-5. Where's Evan today?
Yeah, exactly.
Abandoned ship and left you here to dry and rot.
I think a great leader doesn't apologize for not getting the job done. You just go right back to work. Like I said yesterday, and I'll say it again. Met fans, don't make any vacation plans in October 2025. Mets will be playing
Evan
baseball.
Evan didn't want to hear it at all.
Well, he's because Evan is a little bit part of the problem, just a little bit. And we'll get him there. We'll get him there. But that negativity, we'll get him there.
By the way, it's October 22nd. What do you say to every Met fan that wanted a last week of October vacation that didn't do it and now will never take it?
Now you get to have a Halloween party.
Well, you didn't take one early October.
Yeah.
I never said late October, I just said October.
You were right about that.
Jan, true politician in the election season. Mm. Josh in Smithtown. Josh, what's up?
Hey, boys. Two things. One question. Sean, when you give your updates the weekly on the Giants, this week it really sounded like the family pet died. And it, like, there's a torn...
Josh, let's be real. First of all, check out your Cadillac dealers, your Tri-State Cadillac dealers.
Great.
I am tasked with coming up with a Giants iconic moment of the week brought to you by Cadillac. The game was 28-3. You tell me what you do with that, pal.
Yeah. What's the iconic moment?
No, I don't blame you at all. I just thought it was a noteworthy observation that, you know, usually you have a trend of positivity.
This Giants iconic moment of the week is brought to you by Tri-State Cadillac Dealers. Hey, how about that Greg Joseph field goal, everybody? So I gotta read it. I'm identifying with the fan base there.
No, I appreciated that. I thought it was great. My question for both of you is, if things go south again this week, and, you know, the Steelers are all over Jones, is it possible that this week upcoming is his last game in a Giants uniform?
I mean, Tommy said that before our show started. It could be. I mean, it's another primetime game.
Oh, God.
And we know the record. I mean, I'm tired of even talking about it, meaning the primetime record of Daniel Jones. But that's
tired of playing in primetime.
We're not good enough to be in primetime. Stop putting us in primetime right now because we keep getting mocked. Daniel Jones doesn't score points in primetime. And so could it be as I doubt it. But
you doubt it?
I doubt it's going to be. I'm not going to say if Daniel Jones doesn't play great against the Steelers on Monday night, this will be his last game. I don't believe that to be the case. Now, could it? Sure. But I don't think that that's going to be the case.
I think it will be the case. I think a couple things have happened here. Number one, he did get benched, and we were told it wasn't to keep him healthy. It was because Brian Daboll said he was looking for a spark. Brian Daboll went on to say, you know, we've added the receivers. We've done this, that, and the other. And now you throw in the fact the Giants have brought in to look at DJ Humphreys, the injured Arizona Cardinal former starter. They are basically admitting that they don't have a tackle, shocker, that could play behind Andrew Thomas.
Right.
Now, you're going up against T.J. Watt and the Steelers' defensive line, and it's prime time where Daniel Jones hasn't froze. You tell me, after everything that happened last week and what they're facing this week and all the circumstances on the table, that Brian Daboll is somehow going to think this situation is not going to get worse than the one he already put on the table.
I mean, it could be a lot worse after this weekend.
And then you will be coming back home, of which he can't score at home. The fans are fed up at home. They're going to look for juice at home.
Right. T.J. is mostly offensive right, correct?
Yeah.
But would you be surprised if he flipped?
No.
Exactly.
The Steelers are well coached, and they know the Giants have a complete sieve at left tackle. Real quickly, we were talking about the 7-line idea. Jimmy and Dix Hills. Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, guys. Great show, as always. You know what? I think, Tommy, I'm a little vanilla on the 7-line. I think we've become a nation where we have to think this way or that way. When it comes to the 7-line, if you think it's a good idea, then go.
Right.
I agree with you. I don't think it's a good idea, so I wouldn't go. But I don't really care. I'm kind of vanilla on it. As far as the Giants go, the Giants are top three youngest team in the league with their starters. So we really are, even though it doesn't seem like it, our defense is still good. I think we have the coach. I think we have the GM. Once we get a quarterback, you can see, like, Daniels for Washington. He already changed that right away, May. He's already made New England feel excitement. Yeah. So next year we're going to get a quarterback. I want to draft one. I don't want any of these retreads. We draft next year. We're a young team. Our defense is very good, above average. Thomas comes back. I hope you're wrong about the foot, although it could be right. I think he goes back to being really dominant. And we're headed in the right direction. I really believe that. I'm positive Jimmy. Positive Jimmy right now. Nice. I do appreciate.
Thanks for the call,
see what
Jimmy.
You created? Tommy, you created it in every sport.
And Tommy went to the Jets already. He can't be the positive one with the Giants. Right. Now we have positive Jimmy.
Jimmy's got a call every week now.
And that's why I don't owe anybody an apology.
Mm.
And Jimmy, by the way, the most down-the-middle take of the seven-line situation. Hey, if you want to go, go. If you don't know.
Exactly.
Dynamite dropping.
He's positive Jimmy.
Positive Jimmy.
What's he going to do?
All right, we're taking calls on the seven-line catastrophe idea with celebrating the 2024 Mets. Of course, the Yankees and Dodgers prepping here for Game 1 of the World Series on Friday, and the ticket prices are absurd, and everything that we've tackled today with the Giants and the future of Joe Shane and Brian Dable, plus more Knicks talk. They open up the season tonight.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
In Boston.
Soccer conversations happening behind the scenes here.
Evan and Tiki on the Fan. Evan out today. It's Sean. It's Tiki. Loogie here as well. We have young Alex work with us. And boy, is he hooting and hollering over soccer. And he got Tiki's ears real perked up.
I thought Alex is, for those who don't care or know, but whatever. He's an Arsenal fan. So we're watching Aston Villa. And he's going crazy. I'm like, Alex, what the hell?
I don't know why CBS Sports doesn't just put the biggest games on.
I agree. But anyways, it goes on. And Alex, I'm like, dude, you're an Arsenal fan.
We just missed the penalty.
He's like, I have them in fantasy.
Unbelievable. Fantasy soccer. And I love that he goes, I don't know why CBS doesn't put the biggest games on. So basically, you're watching the Spiro Dides version of whatever soccer game's on right now. All right. Real quickly, your baseball IQ trivia question is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers and the all-electric Cadillac Lyriq. All right, here's the question. Listen carefully. Name the three Hall of Fame players that played in the last Yankees-Dodgers World Series in 1981.
Oh, I know. Oh, wait, I can't answer.
Again, I'm going to read that question for everybody carefully. There are only three players that made the Hall of Fame that played in the 1981 World Series between the Yankees and Dodgers. Name them. Okay? Right now, be caller number two at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. to answer the baseball IQ trivia question, and you could win a $250 American Express gift card. Your baseball IQ trivia question is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers and the all-electric Cadillac Lyric. Okay? Yankees-Dodgers. First time this World Series matchup has happened since 1981. And before we get back to your calls at 888-808-1019, Nestor Cortes is going to be on this post on this World Series roster for the Yankees. And they're likely to take off a position player. I mentioned earlier, I predict it'll be Trent Grisham. Here's the deal, though. Nestor Cortes had a left elbow flexor strain.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, those injuries can lead to significant elbow injuries. This one so far had not. He's been rehabbing throwing. But Eric Bolin of Newsday got this quote from Nestor Cortes. "We weighed in the consequences. But if I have a ring and then a year off of baseball, then so be it."
Oh, wow.
Now.
So it sounds like there's an issue.
Or
he's just damn the issue. I mean, that's what it sounds like.
I'm so torn on this because as the athlete, if I was Nestor Cortes, I think that would be my answer too.
Of course.
He's been a Yankee long enough. They haven't made the World Series.
Right.
I have a chance to pitch and help this team win a World Series. Who cares if I get
hurt? As an athlete, he has to do this. It's just for, I need to be here for my team. And I want to be here for my team. The challenge from a fan base, though, is from a fan standpoint is how good is he going to be?
Well, how good is he going to be? Now, I also think I'm open to this because the Yankee bullpen, again, felt like they were running out of gas. Now they've had a whole week off before they play again Friday, and I think that's going to help guys like Weaver and Clay Holmes. But this is a much deadlier lineup than the Dodgers, so I think Nestor does help them, even if he is 80% of himself. I think it helps him. By the way, this tells me he's only coming out of the pen. He can't be starting game four or anything like that.
No. Right.
Now, the other issue the Yankees are going to have, and this is like spinning it four ways forward. If the Yankees are going to sign Juan Soto, and I think if we were giving our honest policy, we think they will. I don't believe that they will be active in anywhere else in free agency. They have obviously gotten...
I mean, Hal basically said this.
Yes.
He's not spending money on everybody.
So Clark Schmidt and Luis Hill are going to be really important. They're going to figure this out with Gerrit Cole. They kind of need Nestor Cortes next year in the rotation. I don't know what else they're going to do. Maybe this is something where Warren or one of these other young guys... It would be devastating for the 2025 Yankees to not have Nestor Cortes.
But hold on, Rodon is here.
Oh, God, I keep forgetting about Rodon. You want to give him all the bouquets. I guess Stroman's here, too.
Yeah, exactly. So,
all right, you know what? Yeah, Nestor, go out and pitch. But that's big depth to lose if they don't have him next
year. It is, but I think, don't you remember at the beginning of the season there were questions about
Nestor's
spot in the regular rotation?
Like, and he was the first one pulled.
Right, not whether he was going to be... You know, the second or third start, whatever. It was, does he even fit here? I guess we didn't know what Hill was going to be, so there were still questions around whether Hill was going to be a starter, was he on a pitch limit, or things that we talked about at the beginning of the season. But if he wasn't, and he was going to be a full-time starter, and Clark Schmidt was going to be a it almost was like Nestor was the odd man out.
He was the first one out when they finally had everything clicking, and he had that problem. But here's the thing. To navigate a 162-game season with pitching injuries, it's going to be hard if they're not going to dip into their wallet. You're going to need a Nestor Cortes. But I guess if you win a World Series, don't worry about that.
Or one of the young prospects.
But Cody Petit,
I haven't even looked at the Yankees prospects in a long time, so I don't know
guys.
Who it is. But
Petit was good, and the other guy they were high on was Warren. He was okay, but still, it would be a tough pill to swallow not have him. But also, if you're Nestor Cortes, if you are coming back and I know you want to help the team, he better be ready to help the team, too.
Yeah.
This better not be, my arm hurts. You got to just go give it whatever innings you can give the Yankees because they're going to need it here. Okay, this Dodger lineup is a complete different bear than the Guardians and the Royals lineup. So I love the confidence. I love that attitude. And I would have that attitude, too, if I was a professional athlete. Unfortunately, after eighth grade, that was it for me, catching behind the plate. But that's it. So, Nestor Cortes, we have weighed the consequences. If I have a ring and then I get a year off of baseball, then so be it. Oh, get me to Friday, Teague. I'm fired up. It's every day that passes. And the Yankees didn't need the Hamburglar to throw the first pitch to get all that energy.
Oh, stop.
888-808.
Why
are
you taking shots, man?
Because Tommy stepped out real quickly.
Yeah, so he's not here. Positive Tommy's not in town.
No, exactly. Santo in West Haven, Connecticut. Santo, what's up?
What's going on, boys? I don't know. What's up with game five? I'm going to game three, and now I feel bad that I'm going to game three.
Right. Everybody else is going to game five.
Damn it.
Santo, at least you're guaranteed a game no matter what.
True.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, I got a two-year-old. I didn't even tell my girlfriend about the price because I did that stupid Afterpay thing. I'll pay $90 for a year and forget about it.
So but, you're another one. You're doing it in increments. You're doing it in payments.
Oh, yeah. It makes it so much less, like, you know, I feel way less bad.
That's true.
You know, $90 a month then to, instead of $1,300 right now. I don't know.
That means it's actually kind of smart.
I got a question for
Did
Morad.
Did I mess up this Ranger thing? All right. What's up, Santa?
Right? What's up?
Listen, I go to opening day almost every year. You know how they give you that that paper ticket?
Yeah, the commemorative ticket. Yep.
Will they give me one for game three? That's all I care about.
So
really.
It's a great question. I could try to get that answer for you by the end of the week. I don't know, Santo, to be honest with you. I'm just going to be honest. Well, I have no idea. It's kind of funny how on opening day
anybody does that anymore.
Yeah, which is funny. That's an opening day giveaway.
Yeah.
Which is so silly because now what? Okay, our big giveaway is giving you something you had for years that you don't get anymore because you went digital.
Yeah.
I will say this about the Yankees, and I think overall all season long, their giveaways are really good, right? The John and Susan t-shirt we did with WFAM was really good. I have the Soto basketball jersey. Thank you, Kerry and Justin. That's really good. The bobbleheads have been great. One thing I am disappointed in with the Yankees, they have, in many ways, had no problem ignoring that they were the Yankees when they do Star Wars Day or they blink the lights and they've gone away from the traditional stuff. I'll give the Mets this and their City Field experience. Can I get a rally towel at a playoff game? You go to all these other places, they're waving the towels, they're going nuts.
Yeah, but maybe they don't do it because everybody does it. I mean, it's something they stole from Pittsburgh, right? The terrible towel
right,
from the NFL.
Right, but we do it for the football, the hockey, the basketball in this town, and the Mets do it, and I think it's cool. The Yankees, it's like, what are they giving away at these? It's like almost like you're just thankful to get in the door and be at a Yankee playoff
game. Well, aren't you?
Yes!
I mean, given what we've been talking about all day, aren't you just thankful to be in the door?
And maybe I'm the pathetic New Age fan. But I love a good towel waving at a playoff game.
They've been to so many playoff series. It's just not, it's not the World Series. So perhaps they're saving. We don't know.
They never did in the 90s. But I feel like it's become more prevalent now as the years have gone on.
Yeah, but they had a bunch of appearances in the 90s. And so
I know.
Now it's been 15 years.
If they perhaps they're towels doing something. Rocking. I hate that it feels like that's like the one thing. With
it's
the,
just
like,
also, rope, it's also another that. Expense.
I mean,
how many? You're going to make 50,000 of them per game?
How much could a towel cost to print? We actually know somebody that could help us with that answer. How much could that cost to print?
You could probably write it off, too. Yeah. I like the visual of it, too. Like, I know at the Garden, they'll hand out, like, a bracelet with, like, blinking lights.
Very cool,
I just like the visual to start the game off for the intimidation or during a rally. So even if it's not a towel, something where all the Yankee fans can unify so you don't have a lot of, like, you know, Dodger blue that you're looking at.
Yeah, the Yankees don't do that. And it's the World Series now. I would like them. We have, you know, a whole thing about game three is still a week away. Got time to think about it. Yankees, please. Right. Take us like serious. Can we get a little a good? And I'm not asking you to give away a Giancarlo Stanton pair of shorts. You know, something that the fans can use to pump up the crowd. I don't think that's much to ask. All the other teams do. 888-808-1019. Kevin in Warwick. Kevin, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for having me on. What's going on, T?
All's good.
Nice to talk to you. So I wanted to weigh in on this dumb idea that Darren had with the seven line. Right after the Mets lost, I'm angry because I'm looking at what happened in the losses with the runners in scoring position and walking 40 guys, 39 guys, whatever it is. That's the reason we lost that series. Now, whether I can't predict the future, but if we do get a big hit here or there, if we don't walk a guy here or there, I feel like we do have a chance to maybe win one of those games, maybe push a seven, not be in this position. But we're not. That could have happened and had, you know what. So to hear this, just as the day, like I wake up today, I'm just starting to get over it. I'm starting to realize, you know what, I can't look forward to Jets football. That's done. I'm not really that much of a Knicks fan. I'm going to start paying attention to my Rangers now. To hear this, especially after Cohen just said we want to shed the negative image that surrounds this fan base, this franchise, this is the negative stuff.
Yes.
This is it.
Celebrating losing is negative stuff. Absolutely.
Celebrating being a loser. So, Sean, I want to ask if you have if you can do me a favor on the radio. Do you have the I'm a loser soundbite ready?
Loogie will obviously work vigorously.
I'm a loser.
There, we got it.
All right. So at the end of this sentence, I want you to play that I'm a loser for me, please.
All right, Kevin, give it away here.
All right. I want to go celebrate a third place finish because
I'm a loser.
Thank you, Kevin.
I want to go see the players clear out their locker because
I'm a loser.
We need to stop celebrating mediocrity. You need to be pissed that they didn't do the job when they had the chance. It's not about, oh, look at this. It's about winning it all. It's about winning it all. You get that close, you got to do the job. Thank you, Sean, for pointing it out, and I appreciate that.
Look, Kevin, I get a bad rap with Mets fans, but I call it like I see it. Mets fans are good fans. They don't deserve to be mocked the way the seven line sets them up to be mocked.
Kevin was his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My only pushback on Kevin would be is that letting it bother you is the negativity. Don't let it bother you. What does it matter?
How can it not bother you?
It should bother you.
Don't let it bother you. He just said it. Talk about the Rangers. Think about the Knicks. Think about the other team.
Yeah, but
don't let the people trolling you bother you.
But what Kevin was saying was that now as a Met fan, he's going to get the I'm a loser stuff because from the seven line day.
So what?
And even if it had nothing to do with him.
Yeah, that's it. And you can't say so, because what does Evan say every time he's in here and I do this stuff where I'm kind of poking fun at the Mets? Evan goes, did I say that? And Evan's right. He didn't. Evan never mocks back and me and Evan a good relationship like that.
But you take it out on Evan because he's a Met fan.
Right. And that guy, Kevin, is going to do any. If they showed up the seven line and did this at Citi Field and worded it as a parade, oh, go meet the players out there. There are Met fans that think this is a ridiculous idea, that are still upset that they lost, that still think like Evan, hey, you never know if we're never going to get back. And now, because of an idiotic thought by a guy selling T-shirts, they're going to get made fun of because of that?
Yeah.
That's not right.
I agree. That's not what he's saying.
There's other times to celebrate. It was a loser
move. His heart was in the right place.
Bad idea. Pull the ripcord. That's it.
So you don't have to go to it. You don't have to be a part of it. You don't have to endorse it.
It doesn't matter if you don't go to it and don't be a part of it. You're a part of it by being a Met fan by osmosis.
It's a testament to how big the seven line has become.
Because you should get credit for that.
It becomes the de facto voice of the Met fan. And it's not fair to the Met fan that has nothing to do with this idea. Nothing at all.
The only thing that annoyed me about it, and I think this is where Yankee fans should team up with Met fans here, is those goons in Philly that have nothing better to do because Joel Embiid's going to sit out half the season, and they have nothing to talk about down there.
You hide down in the peanut gallery.
But I'll say this about Philadelphia. They just kicked their football team's ass, number one. Number two, everything you just gained by beating the Phillies and knocking them out, you give back by showing you still kind of have... Remember all the Met fans making fun of the cheering Trey Turner thing? When you become a pathetic fan base that celebrates losing, which is what the Mets fans were tempted to do if you follow Darren's orders here, or wishes, it's a bad look.
Yeah, but wasn't that positive Jack down there that wanted the standing ovation? That one of the people down there is perpetrating now coming back at us that wants death to positive Tommy?
Well, losers fight losers. 888-808-1019. Samantha in Queens. Sam, what's up?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Pleasure. What's up?
I also wanted to weigh in on the seven-line post.
Okay.
So I was just looking at it recently, and you can see that, obviously they probably didn't mean the way it came across, and now they're trying to defend themselves with examples from the past of other losing teams, of people waiting, to greet them and cheer them on. So my whole thing with this is that, if we just talk about the context of having a parade for a losing team, what's the precedent that's going to set, and what does that tell the players moving forward?
Right.
Like, there's a lot of psychological...
Come here, and if you fall short, you can still get the ticker tape.
Right.
Exactly.
You know what? You showed up for practice. You get a trophy.
Right.
It's like gentle parenting, and I don't think that always works, especially with, professional athletes. Like,
agreed.
A paid box of money.
I'm telling you, Samantha, the athletes won't want it.
And I will encourage
They would appreciate it. Again, if the Met fan was standing at the airport whenever they got back, I have no idea when they got back from Los Angeles, and they got greeted, the Met players, some of them probably would have teared up.
Yeah.
That's so meaningful. The Met fans were awesome.
It's the immediate moment.
The immediacy of it. And it's like consoling you right after, something bad happens.
Yeah.
But to wait and to, think about it and do this, a week from now?
Right. To have J.D. Martinez dragging a black garbage bag out and you guys are, basically blowing bullhorns. Thank you for 2024.
Right. My season's over. Yeah. I'm cleaning out my locker and I'm likely not going to even be here next year.
It's absurd. Just,
the player doesn't want that.
What would the reaction have been if the seven line suggested having Seymour Wiener, My Bubla, the Hawk to a Girl, Grimace, Positive Tommy, Candelita, and celebrate the Avengers and say, oh, it's not our end game and have some dopey tag.
You know what?
Would that have been wrecked or, like, you know what I mean, ripped or, you know, do something? Because I think that there's a lot of Met fans out there that are very happy with the season because of the moments, the memories, the team that was 10 games under 500 that fought to the NLCS.
Go to a bar and bring everybody to support of the Mets out there and have a toast.
There could have been another way to do this without
getting... Don't go to the stadium and word it as, you know, these guys did deserve a parade. No, they didn't deserve a parade because they didn't win the World Series.
Yes.
And also...
Did they deserve to be celebrated? Absolutely. Because they had an unbelievable season and it was entertaining and there were some developments from certain guys like Mark Vientos. Hell, like Francisco Lindor to some people because a lot of people still hated on him to begin this season.
Yeah.
Right? There were some things to be celebrated this year, but... Not a parade.
To be fair, though, to back Darren up here, they gave Grimace a seat. The Mets.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. The team.
Is anybody going to care about Grimace next year?
I don't know. They gave him a seat, though.
I know, but is anybody caring about Grimace next year? I'm asking curiously.
Probably not. But Evan Roberts has sat there, basically picked his nose and scored games for 30 years as a diehard fan. Yeah. They do nothing for him. They gave Grimace a seat.
Joke's on them. They sold Big Macs for free for 4 months with their play. I mean, that's what it was. The season ended up being one giant McDonald's commercial. 888-808-1019. Am I wrong, Tiki?
No, you're right.
In the end, you know who won this year? The Mets didn't win. McDonald's did. That's what the whole year was.
All right.
Oh, when we come back, continue to take your calls on this. Look ahead to the Knicks season. Tommy's got a positive Knicks Cinco de 5-0 coming up your way. They open up in Boston tonight.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.